morning.
赞美主，今天早上让我们在这里。
Today I want to share with you concerning the principles of service.
今天我来向你们交通服事的原则。
So let's turn our Bible to 2 Corinthians.
我们来翻到哥林多后书。
Chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
第三章第五节到第六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
哥林多后书第三章第五节到第六节。
Okay, I read it first in English, our sister will translate.
弟兄先读英文，然后我来用中文翻译。
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also have made us able ministers of this new testament, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神，他叫我们能当这新约的执事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为字句是叫人死，经意叫人活。
Verse 18,
第十八节。
But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same imageFrom glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
It says here, are changed into the same image from glory to glory.
就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
Chapter 4, verse 7 to 12.
第四章第七节到第八节。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made best in our body.For we are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh, so that death worketh in us, but life in you. How about the Chinese-speaking brothers? Let's read together with our sister, okay?
我们一起来读。我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神。不是出于我们，我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。因为我们这活着的人，是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
Okay, another verse in Romans 28-30, a very familiar verse.
罗马书第八章二十八节到二十九节。
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he hath foreknow, but he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called,And whom he called, he also justified. And whom he justified, then he also glorified.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下，又招他们来；所招来的人称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come to your word once again,
主，今天早上我们再次来到你话语的面前。
Lord, we pray that you sanctify once again our hearts.
主耶稣，求你在我们心里面分别为圣。
Lord, separate our hearts that we wholly listen to your speaking.
把我们的心分别出来，使我们能够圣洁，听你的话语。
Lord, you know we are so naive in matter of serving you.
我们在你的服侍你的事情上无知。
A lot of times we serve according to our own will and purpose.
很多时候我们照着我们自己的意见来服侍。
Lord, we pray that this morning, according to your word, reveal yourself to us.
今天早上求你照着你的话语来向我们启示。
Oh, reveal your purpose on us.
把你的旨意向我们启示。
So that we might be those servants who serve you according to your purpose and will.
使我们成为照着你的旨意服侍你的仆人。
That you might be satisfied.
使你能够得到满意。
And be glorified.
得到荣
耀。In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Last time I shared with you concerning the matter of walking with God.
上一次我分享到 与主同行。
And what is walking in God? The first thing we need to learn is how to listen to God.
第一件事情就是怎样来听主。
You know, walking with God, as I say, is a living a life of fellowship with God.
与主同行就是过着一个与主交通的生活。
Which result in intimacy and knowing God's purpose.
就和主有亲密的关系，知道主的旨意。
It is also living a life that is so aware concerning the presence of God.
我们也清楚地知道主的同在。
Which means that the presence of God is our priority.
换句话说，主的同在是我们的最要紧的事情。
It is also living a life of total separation from the world.
过着一个与世分别的生活。
And also a life that is what? That's totally what? Dedicated to Him.
过着一个完全把奉献给神的生活。
It's a complete surrender and cheerful obedience.
是完全的顺服，而且是欢喜快乐的。
It is also living a life, you know, that is so pleasant.
过着他喜悦的生活。
In other words, our focus is just Christ Himself.
我们的注意点是基督他自己。
All our living, all our service, just focus on to please God.
我们的生活，我们的服事，都是为了讨神的喜悦。
He's also living a life that is focused on other people.
我们过着一个生活，也是注意到别人的生活。
Which made an impact to other people concerning that Christ that is in us.
能够对别人有一个影响，有关于在我们里面的基督。
We influence people not because of our own good, we influence people because of the Christ that is in us.
我们因着在我们里面的基督对别人有影响，产生影响。
And this results in what? Living a godly life and Christ-like life.
过着一个敬虔的生活，过着一个像基督的生活。
And how do we walk with God? We just need to listen to Him.
我们怎么能与神同行呢？就是要听他的话。
And how do we listen to him? It's just we need to love him.
我们怎么才能听他呢？我们要爱他。
We love him. This is the I think the most major important thing in our walk with God.
我们与他同行的一个重要的点就是爱他。
If you don't love God, it's very hard for us to listen to God.
如果我们不爱主的话，我们非常困难来听他。
But we love God.
如果我们真的爱主
，listening to him is a privilege.
听他的话是一个我们的特权。
Secondly, we need to lay aside all manner of old conversation.
我们把所有的
old conversation.
我们把所有的我们的所有的行为都
旧的行为
旧的行为都放下我们的旧的行为。
In other words, we are not here not only to deal with our sins.
不光是对付我们的罪。
We also deal with our old nature.
我们要把我们的旧人对付。
The way we do things is no longer according to the old creation.
我们做事情不再照着我们的旧造
but according to the what in newness of life
是照着新人的新样
and thirdly we need to what listen carefully patiently to the Lord who is speaking to us
我们要特别小心的听主向我们说话
we don't assume
我们不要假定
we listen carefully what he about to say to us every moment of life
每一时每一刻仔细听主向我们说什么
in other words every decision we make
换句话说我们做的每一个决定
Tell the master, Lord, what is your way today?
今天我们就要问主，你在这件事情上的旨意是什么？
Maybe we already had experienced that before.
也许我们经历过这件事情。
But every situation that happened to us is another opportunity for God to speak to us and that we might listen to Him and obey Him.
每一件事情都是另外一个机会，让我们来听他的话，让我们来顺服他。
And lastly, what is to listen to God with an intent to obey?
最后听神的话是什么呢？就是有一个意向要顺服。
It is not a what? It is not a option for us to choose. It is a commandment for us to obey.
这不是一个可以选择的，而是一个命令，就是要顺服。
A lot of times we stop right there.
很多时候我们就停在那里。
Do we love God? Yes, we love God. We want to deal with our old manner of walking. We want to be patient.
很多时候我们想听神，我们也想对付我们的过去的行为，也想有耐心。
But come to knowing the purpose of the Lord.
但是要来到关于认识神的旨意这一点。
Lord, you know what? I have a better way of doing it.
我们的己就会说，主，我还有一个更好的办法这样处理。
How about I do it my way and you what bless my work?
我来照着我的办法来做，你来祝福我的办法。
This not this all the old creation.
这是一个旧造。
Today when God revealed His purpose to you.
今天主把他的旨意向我们启示的时候。
When my Lord, I just want to obey.
有一件事情我们要知道，说我们就是要顺服。
No, last time I stopped right here because of due to the time.
上次我停在这里，因为没有时间了。
Now I want to continue on. What is the basis of the Lord speaking?
今天我要继续讲到说神讲话的一个原则是什么。
How do we know it is God speaking to us?
我们怎么知道是神向我们说话？
Firstly, the Lord speaks to us through His word.
第一，主向借着他的话向我们说话。
It is the most basic foundation in which God speaks to us.
这是神向我们说话的一个根基。
In the Old Testament, the Lord speaks to His people through dreams, through the prophets.
在旧约神借着异象借着先知向他的百姓说话。
The Lord speaks to us through the Lord Jesus.
今天主向神借着耶稣基督向我们说话。
After he resurrected from the dead,
但是他从死复活以后。
After he ascended to the Father,
他升到父神那里以后。
The Lord speaks to us through his word.
主借着他的话向我们说话。
So everything that God speaks is anchored in his word.
神向我们所说的每一句话都在他的话的里面，他的话里面。
In other words, if somebody tells you something that is not based on the word of God, we know it's a false prophet.
如果有的人向我们所说的话不是照着神的话语，那就是个假先知。
So that's why we daily Friday night we have Bible study. Why? That we might know the will of God.
所以星期五的晚上我们有小查圣经，是因为我们要知道神的旨意。
Because God wills that all men to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth.
因为神要人万人都来认识神，在真道上同归于一。
How do we know the truth? This is the Bible.
我们怎么能知道真理呢？我们就是借着圣经。
Secondly, the Lord speaks to us through His Holy Spirit.
第二，借着他的圣灵向我们说话。
You know, in the Book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3.
在录第二章第三章。
It says here, He that hath an ear, let him speak. Let him hear the word that speaketh through the Spirit.
有耳可听的就应当听，借着圣灵向教会所说的话。
The Lord speaks to us through the Spirit.
神借着圣灵向我们说话。
And the Word of God and the Holy Spirit work side by side.
神的话和圣灵是一起工作。
They complement each other.
他们互相的补充。
Anytime when you say the Spirit is speaking to you that is not according to the Word of God, we know it's a false spirit.
如果圣灵向我们所说的话不是照着神的话语，我们知道那是假的圣灵。
We thank God we are so grateful to Him that He gave us the Bible outside of us and He gave us the Holy Spirit inside of us.
我们非常感谢神，在外面我们有圣经，在里面我们有圣灵。
Especially during the last days.
尤其是在末世的时候。
We need to treasure these two things.
我们需要宝贵这两件事情。
We treasure the Holy Spirit, we treasure the Word of God.
我们宝贵圣灵，我们也宝贵神的话语。
These two things is our protection.
这两件事情是我们的保护。
Third, speak to us through our prayers.
第三点，神借着祷告来笑话。
That's why we emphasize so much individual personal relationship with God.
所以我们这样的强调我们个人与主之间的关系。
If you never pray, how can you know the will of God?
如果你从来都不祷告，你怎么能够知道主的旨意呢？
If you never read the word of God, how can you know the will of God?
如果你从来不读神的话，你怎么能知道主的旨意呢？
That's why we need to pray.
所以我们要祷告。
Pray that the Lord speak to us.
我们祷告神向我们说话。
Number four.
第四点。
God speak to us through people and through circumstance.
神借着环境借着人来向我们说话。
Well, one time there's a young man, a young brother.
有一次有个年轻的弟兄。
He was going to go to his friend's house.
他要到他朋友的家里面去。
And his father said, according to the weather review, there will be a rain, a thunderstorm.
天气预报说有一个暴风雨。
But this young man is so intelligent.
但是这个年轻人非常的聪明。
He said, Dad, I'm 18 years old.
他说：“爸爸，我已经十八岁了。
I don't need to listen to your advice anymore.
我不需要再听你的建议。
I will just do whatever I feel that is good.
我就做我的对的事情。
So he went to his friend's house.
所以他就去了他父亲的家，朋友的家。
After he arrived at his friend's house, the rain started pouring down.
当他到了朋友家以后，这雨就下了下来。
It started flooding.
就开始了淹水。
Then he called his father, Dad, can you pick me up?
他说：爸爸，你能来接我吗
？Brothers and sisters, sometimes the Lord speaks to us through our parents.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候 神借着我们的父母向我们说话。
The Lord speak to us, speak to us through our brothers and sisters.
借着弟兄姊妹来向我们说话。
So he who has an ear, let him hear.
所以凡有耳的就应当听。
Sometimes because of our pride, we feel like we know everything.
有的时候我们因着骄傲，我们觉得说我们什么都知道了。
Today we need to humble ourselves down.
我们今天需要来谦卑自己。
Yes, you might be 18 years old.
也许你已经十八岁了。
You might be, you feel you are already, you know, a grown up man.
你觉得你已经是个成人的人了。
But you still need the brothers and sisters. You still need your parents to.Speak to you sometimes.
你仍然需要弟兄姊妹，仍然需要你的父母来向你说话。
God used the members of the body of Christ to speak to us.
我们神借着肢体来向我们说话。
And let us be humble and listen to His speaking.
让我们来听他的话。
And this is what we need in walking with God.
这就是我们与神同。
And today I want to talk about the principles of service.
今天我来交通服事的原则。
Which has a lot to do with walking with God.
跟与神同行有非常的大的关系。
So why do we need to serve God?
我们为什么要服侍神呢？
Because God loves us.
因为神爱我们。
This morning, as we eat the bread and drink the cup,
今天早上当我们吃主的杯饼喝主的杯的时候，
a lot of us can testify we are touched by the love of God.
很多人都能够见证说我们被主的爱所摸着。
It's all because of Him. That's why we are here today.
都是因着他我们才能够在这里。
And it's just but proper that our response is that we want to love Him and we want to serve Him.
我们有反应，我们说我们愿意爱他，愿意服侍他是应当的。
If the Lord loves us so much and we still don't want to serve Him, there's something wrong with our hearts.
如果我们主这么爱我们，我们却不愿意服侍他，那我们的心出了问题。
It is really our duty to serve.
是我们的责任，我们要服侍他。
Because he loves us, that's why we love him today.
因为他爱我们，所以我们才爱他。
But the question lies here.
但是问题在这里。
I want to serve God, but how do I serve God?
我想服侍神，不是呢？
You know, in the worldly ways, there are a lot of requirements in service.
在这个世界的标准，有很多的标准要来服侍神。
You want to serve the community as a doctor, as an engineer, as an architect.
如果你想作为医生、作为工程师、作为建筑师来服侍这个社会，
there are at least four requirements.
至少有四个要求。
You got to have the knowledge.
你需要有这个知识。
You don't want to say I want to be a doctor and you become a doctor.
你不可能说我想成为医生你就成为医生。
You will be arrested.
你会被抓起来。
You need to have a degree in medicine.
你需要有医学的学位。
And whether it's an architect, the same thing.
不管是建筑师还是工程师，你需要有这个医学的知识才能够成为一个医生。
Secondly, you need to have the ability.
你需要有这个能力。
In other words, you need a hands-on training.
你需要有这个经手的训练。
In order that to bring this knowledge into what practicality?
你需要把这个知识变成一个实用的技术。
You know, my wife is an occupational therapist.
我的妻子是一个
therapist.
理疗师。
Okay, and one of her duty is to train also these newcomers.
他的一个责任就是要训练那些新来的人。
Those who are graduated from the therapy school, they need to come and have some training.
这些从理疗学院毕业的学生要来这里参加训练。
And one day, she was assigned to train a student who is a very good student.
有一次他。被拆训练一个学生是一个非常好的学生。
So he bring this student into the patient's room.
他就把这个学生带到了病人的病房。
And he start telling him this is the way how you do it.
他就跟他讲说这是你要应当做的事情。
But the problem with the student, he just stand at the door.
那个学生就站在门口。
My wife, come on, touch.
他我的妻子就跟他说你来进来来来坐。
And he said it's okay, it's okay.
那学生就说没事没事。
And he played with his iPhone.
他就开始玩他的手机。
But there's no way that my wife can approve that, so she failed him.
所以我的妻子就让他没有通过这个训练。
As of now, a pharmacist in Walgreens.
他现在在 Walgreens 成了一个药剂师。
Today, if you want to serve the world, you not only you had the knowledge, you had a hands-on experience.
所以今天你想要在世界上服侍，你也需要有这个经手的训练。
Number three.
第三点。
You got to have accomplishment and training. Accomplishment.
你需要有一个成就。
The longer is your experience as an engineer or as a doctor, the better you are.
你做医生和技术师的那个 经验越长越好。
You go to the doctor.
你去医生那里。
The first thing you want to know, how long has he been a doctor, right?
第一件事想要知道就是他做医生已经多久了。
You don't want to see, oh, he's just a newly graduate last month.
你不想知道说他是上个月刚刚毕业的医生。
The longer he become a doctor, the better.
他做医生很久是最好的。
And this is what is required of every doctor, every engineer, and every architect.
这是对医生、工程师所有人的要求。
The last one, you need to have the zeal.
最后你也需要有这个热心。
If you know, if you want a doctor, you got to love the patient.
如果你想成为医生，你最好爱病人。
If you want to be architect, you love to what? Build things to make buildings.
如果你想成为这个建筑师，你最好喜欢画画，来画这个房楼房。
But if you hate it, that will never do.
如果你非常不喜欢这些事情，你不可能做得到。
Because it requires time and effort and your, you know, full attention.
因为它需要时间、精力，需要你所有的注意力。
If you feel like it's a burden, then it will never work.
如果你觉得是一个重担，那你做不了。
This is what the world requires.
这就是世界所要求的。
But in the requirements of God are totally opposite of what the world requires.
但世界的要求和我们所要求的是完全的相反。
The world requires knowledge, experience, and zeal.
世界要求的是你的知识、你的经验和你的热心。
But God requires a different thing.
但神所要求的是不一样的。
Remember the sons of Aaron.
你知道那个亚伦的儿子吗？亚比户和拿达，拿达啊。
When he see his father Aaron trying to burn incense,
他当他看到两个儿子进来献香祭的时候
，he felt like what's so difficult in incense?
这个献香坛有献香祭有什么区别？有什么？困难呢？
So they also burn incense.
所以他们也就 来烧这个香。
When Aaron burned the incense,
当他们播烧香的时候，
When Aaron burned the incense,
当亚伦做的时候，
It is a sweet smelling savor to God.
对神来说这是一个馨香的香气。
But when his sons burned the incense,
当他的儿子来烧这个香的时候，
It is a strange fire to God.
是一个
strange fire.
是反火。
Why? Because God didn't call him to do that.
因为神没有叫他们这么做。
Today, a lot of times we felt like, when Brother John is doing, I can do it.
当那个周信弟兄做的时候，我也可以做。
When Brother John can speak, I can also speak.
当周弟兄讲话的时候，我也可以讲。
Then young people say, I'm better than you.
年轻的弟兄说，我比你还要好。
You old people, when you speak, it's so boring.
当你年老的人讲话是这么的乏味。
We young people, there's a lot of life.
我年轻人说话充满了能量。
Be careful.
小心。
You should know our service should be a sweet smelling savor to God.
要知道我们的服事对神是一个馨香的祭。
It's not a matter of ability.
不是能力的问题。
It's a matter of did God told you to do that.
是问题是神叫你这么做了吗？
That's why what is the real requirement for in a service to God?
说这个服事神的真正的要求是什么呢？
Number one, it's love towards God.
第一点是对神的爱。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章。
So hear ye, all Israel.
以色列啊，你要听。
Love the Lord your God.
爱主你的神。
Brother and sister, we need to love God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要爱神。
If to walk with God and listen to God, we need to love Him.
要如果与神同行，我们需要爱他。
The more we need to love Him in His service.
我们服侍他就需要更多的爱。
Remember the time when Samuel went to the house of Jesse to anoint one of his sons.
当撒母耳去了耶西的家里去。选他的儿子的时候，
Jesse paraded all his sons except David.
耶西把所有的儿子都叫出来，除了大卫。
When Samuel see the eldest,
当撒母耳长子的时候
，He said, "This is it."
这就是他了。
Countenance, he had a physical build.
他长得非常好，他也非常的强壮。
Remember, the first three of his sons is also members of the army of King Saul.
而且前三个儿子都是扫罗王在军队里打仗的。
Samuel said, "This should be the one."
撒母耳就说这就是应该了。
Said, no, it's not the one.
神说不是的。
He said, men look at the outward appearance.
因为人看外貌。
God looks at the heart.
神看人的心。
And he let his son one by one to pass through Samuel.
他就让每一个儿子都从撒母耳跟前走过。
The Lord said, no, not one of them.
神说不是的。
Then Samuel said, is there another son?
撒母耳说还有你别的儿子吗？
Oh, yes, he is in the field.
是的，还有一个在放羊。
To Jesse, his own father, he felt like David doesn't stand a chance.
对于这耶西来说，他对大卫不可能有这个机会。
In other words, maybe David's only a shepherd boy.
因为大卫只是一个牧童。
Maybe he's small in stature.
他个子非常小。
He doesn't have the build to become the king of Israel.
他不可能成为以色列的军队。
So it's just but natural that he just kept David in the field.
很自然的就把大卫放在了野地里。
Yet Samuel bring him here, we will not sit down until he comes.
但是撒母耳说他不来，我们不坐下来。
When David comes in,
当大卫来的时候
，the Lord told Samuel, "Arise, anoint this one."
神跟撒母耳说起来，膏他。
What makes David different from all his brothers?
是什么使大卫跟他的弟兄不一样呢
？It's not the countenance, it's not the build, it's not the experience.
不是他的长相，也不是他能力，也不是他的经历。
The thing that caused David to be different from all his brothers because of the heart.
使大卫和他弟兄不一样的是他的心。
David has a heart for God.
因为对大卫对神有心。
When you read the Psalms,
当你读诗篇的时候
，We know David is not a perfect person.
我们知道大卫不是一个完美的人。
But what he cares about God himself.
但是他非常的关心神他自己。
He loves God.
他爱神。
Even after he became a king.
甚至他成了王以后。
He cares about God's presence. He cares about God's dwelling place.
他关心神的同在，关心神的居所。
One day as he's sitting on his palace.
有一天他在他的皇宫里。
He said, "I dwell in the house of cedar."
我住在象牙皇宫里。
Yet God'sTestament, the ark dwells in tents.
但神的约在帐幕里。
So I decide to build a house for my God.
我愿意为神做一个家。
From that time on, all his focus is just to build the house of God.
从那个时候起，他所有的思想都在要为神造一个家。
All his riches is focused on building, preparing to build the house of God.
他所有的精力都花在为神造这个居所上。
Even though God doesn't give him a chance to build.
但是虽然神没有给他这个机会。
Because he's a man of war.
因为他是个征战的人。
God said, "Your son Solomon will build the house."
神说你的儿子所罗门要盖这个。
That he never stopped to prepare the materials for God's building.
他从来没有停止为神盖这个圣殿。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to love God, if you want to serve God, you got to love God.
你想要服侍神，你必须要爱神。
It's not about your ability.
不跟你能力没有关系。
So a lot of times I was so ashamed.
很多时候我非常的惭愧。
Because every time I see a brother, especially the high school one, is very eloquent, I feel like God will use him.
很多时候，当我觉得这个高中生非常的有口才，我觉得说神会用他。
Yet time and again, the Lord proved me wrong.
很多时候，神就证明我是错的。
And when I see this brother, when he speaks, he's a stutter, you know.
就我看到这个弟兄说话，他有的时候会有点。
I said, what can with this person?
我说神你用这个人怎么样呢
？Yet that is the person whom God used.
就是那个人神要用他。
God looks at the heart, not the outward appearance.
神看人的心，不看外貌。
You want to serve God, you better love God.
你要服侍神，你必须爱神。
Number two, you need to know that He is God.
你必须知道说他是神。
Psalms 100 verse 3 says.
诗篇第一百篇。
第三节。
第三节。
Know ye that the Lord He is God. It is He that made us, and not we ourselves.
你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他所造的。
Yet even though this is a psalm of praise.
这虽然是一个赞美的诗篇
it gives us a principle of service.
它给我们一个服侍的原则
you want to serve God?
你想要服侍神吗
Know ye that the Lord, He is God.
你要知道耶和华是神
In other words, He is the sovereign over all.
他是对万有都有绝对的主权
He is the one who is in charge.
他是那个作王掌权的
There shall be no other God before me.
在我们之前不能的神
He might be good, but He is not God.
虽然他很好，但他不是神。
Only God is God.
只有神是神。
He is in charge of everything.
他掌管一切。
And He is the only one whom we should listen to.
这是他那是唯一的一位我们应当听的。
In other words, if He is God,
换句话说，如果他是神
，What matters is the fulfillment of His purpose and His will.
什么最重要呢？就是他的旨意成就。
Not our will, but His will.
不是我们的旨意呢，是他的旨意。
You know, a lot of times we felt like you know when we become a Christian.
很多时候，当我们觉得说我们成为基督徒以后
，You know, we want to serve God.
我们想要服侍神。
And we want to bring our own agenda into the service.
我们就把我们自己的意见带到服侍里面。
Sister, we need to change our concept.
我们需要把我们的观念转变过来。
He is God.
他是神。
Only His will and purpose matters, not us.
只有他的旨意他的意见是最重要的不是我们的
purpose,
每一次当把我们自己的意见带来的时候
trouble,
总是会有麻烦
you know, been a Christian for so many years,
我成为基督徒这么多年我看到这么多弟兄姊妹有心
but the problem is this,
但是问题是
they never acknowledge that he is God.
但是他们从来不神是神
yeah, they know he is God,
他知道他是神。
But afterwards, in my living, in my service, I'm still the one whom God needs to listen to.
但是在我的生活和我的服侍里面，我是那个神要听的。
No, we are with the high school. We are reading the book of Genesis.
我们和高中生一同来读起创世纪。
We read chapter 4 concerning Cain and Abel.
我们读到第四章亚伯和
Cain and Abel. 该隐。Okay, and the offering of Cain was accepted by God. The offering of Cain of Abel was accepted by God.
亚伯的献祭被神所悦纳。
But Cain's offering was rejected by God.
该隐的献祭被神所拒绝。
A lot of our concept is that because he Cain offered vegetables.
我们觉得说，因为该隐献了是蔬菜。
So that's why it's rejected.
所以就被神拒绝了。
Abel's offering is much more worthy, so it was accepted.
亚献祭是应该更加有价值的，所以被神接受。
It seems.
看外面看起来是
It's the heart of Cain,
但实际上是该隐的心有问题。
Because Cain knew what is the right way to offer up the offering to God.
因为亚伯知道说什么是正确的路献祭给神。该隐知道献祭给神什么是正确的路。
Because this is what Adam and Eve instructed them to do.
因为是亚当和夏娃这样教他们的。
But afterwards when it is time for them to offer up sacrifice.
但是当他们到了该献祭的时候。
Abel did according to what is instructed of him.
亚伯就做了照着他所指示他的指示他的去献祭。
But Cain felt like I have a better way.
但是该隐觉得说我还有个更好的。
And therefore his offering is rejected.
所以他的祭就被拒绝了。
Brothers, you want your offering to God?
你希望你的祭献给神吗？
You better do it God's way, not your way.
你最好献照着神的旨意，不要照着你的意思。
For the Lord he is God, and he is he that made us, and not we ourselves.
因为耶和华我们的神，他是神造我们的。
Number three.
第三点
we should realize our only subjects.
我们需要说我们是那个顺我们是那个被造的。
Psalms 103, the latter portion says,
这诗篇第103篇
said, For we are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
我们是他的民是他草场的羊。
Today, brothers and sisters, who are we?
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是谁呢？
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
我们是他的民，是他草场的羊。
Today, what we need to do is just is to obey.
今天我们所要做的就是顺服。
As the sheep, we follow the shepherd.
像羊跟从牧者一样。
As the master builder, we are the workers of the laborers.
他是那个建造的，我们是那个工人。
Whatever he says matters.
他说的才是算数。
Today, brothers and sisters, a lot of times we felt like I had a better idea.
今天我们觉得说我们有个更好的主意。
This is a rebellion against God.
这是对神的悖逆。
You know what makes Moses the meekest person on the face of the earth?
什么使摩西是地上最谦卑的人呢？
It's because he what? Every time situation come out.
每一次当有情况的时候。
The he do is inquire of the Lord.
他每第一件做的是要求问神。
Is he the person anointed by God to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt? Yes, he is.
他是神所高来带领以色列人出埃及的那个人吗？是的。
Yet every time this decision need to be made.
但当每一次要做决定的时候。
Every time he just inquire of the Lord.
他就来求问神。
To such an extent, his position as a leader is being challenged.
到了一个地步，他作为一个领袖的地位被挑战。
He never defended his position.
他从来没有来为他自己的地位来。辩护
Rather, he had inquired of the Lord.
他就来求问神。
And therefore, God speak for Moses.
所以神就为摩西说话。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very, very serious matter.
这是一个非常严肃的事情。
Every time we challenge God's authority, we are in big problem.
每一次当我们来挑战神的权柄的时候，我们就有大麻烦。
Because we are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
因为我们是他的民，是他草场的羊。
That is the role we are playing today.
这就是我们的角色。
That's why in Philippians chapter 2.
所以在腓立比书第二章的时候，
the Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说，
Maybe we read it again, okay?
我们一起来读。
Philippians
腓立比书第二章。
Verse 6.
第六。
Say, who being in the form of God, is not robbery to be equal with God.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为抢夺。
Rather, he made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
Brothers and sisters,
成为人的样式。
Our Lord Jesus is the second person in the Trinity.
我们主耶稣在三而唯一的神里面，他是第二位。
He is equal with God.
他与神同等的。
But the thing is, in order to accomplish God's purpose.
但是为了完成神的旨意。
He thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
他不与神同等为抢夺的。
Rather, he humbled himself even to the death of the cross.
但是他自己卑微以至于死，却死在十字架上。
Brothers and sisters, this should be our attitude in serving God.
这就是我们服侍神的一个态度。
If our Lord Jesus humbled himself to serve God.
如果主耶稣谦卑他自己来服侍神。
How much more more do we need to humble ourselves?
我们就更加需要谦卑来服侍，来服侍，谦卑自己来服侍神。
So we already in the third point.
我们讲第三点。
We need to love God.
我们需要爱神。
We need to acknowledge He is God.
我们需要承认他是神。
We need to realize we are just a subject. We are a people in this pasture.
我们需要承认我们是被造的，我们名是他草场的羊。
Number four.
第四点。
We need to have the willingness.To give up the thing we love most.
我们需要愿意把我们自己所最心爱的放下。
You know, no one can serve two masters.
你知道没有人能够服侍两个主。
Everybody knows about this verse.
每个人都知道。
No one can serve two masters. Either you love the one or you hate the other.
没有人能可以服侍两个主，你或者恶这个爱那个。
If you are a worker in a Pepsi Cola, Coca-Cola company.
如果你在可口可乐公司工作。
And at the same time you work as a in the company of Pepsi Cola.
同时你又在 Pepsi 的公司工作
you had a big problem.
你就有一个很大的问题
Because they will say, Where does your allegiance lie?
那你的那个你跟谁是 一伙的呢
There will be some conflicting interest.
这里会有一个非常冲突的利益
If in the world today,
在这个今天的世界里
you need to be focused,
如果你需要专一
How much more in the service of God?
更何况在神的服侍里面
When he loves something about himself,
如果我们爱神而不是我们爱其他事情而不是爱神
It's very difficult for you to serve two masters.
对非常我们要来服侍两个主
You know, serving two masters is not just an option.
服侍两个主不是一个可以选择的
You need just have a unique person to serve.
你需要有一个专一的来服侍
This is what the world today, how much more in the service of God.
如果今天在世界都是这样更何况来服侍神了
you know, one time, you know, as a young man, I love music.
作为年轻人我喜欢音乐
You know, old brothers, I love to sing.
我喜欢唱歌
sing in the bathroom, whatever it is.
在厕所里唱歌在任何地方都唱歌
my son also loved to sing.
我的儿子也喜欢唱歌
So as a young man I love to sing I sing not only the hymns but sing also worldly songs
不光是唱诗篇里的歌也唱着世界的歌
and every single afternoon I would go to my aunt's house
每个下午我都去我阿姨的家
because we are just neighbors
因为我们是邻居
and I would borrow their phonograph is it called phonographRecord playing machine, okay?
我就买那个留声机。
And I borrow it from her and start playing my records.
我就从跟她借的留声机来音乐听。
And I can sing and even memorize those things.
我可以唱，甚至把那个歌词都记下来。
One day my aunt felt like present is a nuisance, you know?
有一天阿姨，我的阿姨觉得说她太有点打扰了。
我很打扰
他。他很打扰他的阿姨。
So he bought me a new one for myself.
他就给他买了一个新的，全新的。
And it's worse. Every day I will sing.
每天我都要唱。
Then one day I went to church.
有一天我去了教会。
And the Lord started to speak to me.
神就开始向我说话。
He speak about consecration.
讲到分别为圣。
And if you love me, you got to you know drop off the things that occupy that heart.
你需要把你如果爱我，你就要把这个事情放下来。
So the Lord touched my heart, I decided I put a stop to this.
神触摸了我的心，所以我决定把它放下来。
I got all the records and burned it.
我把我所有的这些唱片都烧掉了。
A lot of brothers felt like you can give it to other people, why you burn it?
很多弟兄姊妹觉得说你给别人就好了，为什么要烧了呢？就好，这是一个损失。
But let me tell you, it's not a loss.
那我跟你说，这不是一个损失，是一个利益。当我们放弃一些事情的时候，
God replaces it with himself.
神就自己来代替。
From that time on,
从那个时候，
every time I read the word of God,
每次当我读神的话的时候，
it seems that the heaven is open.
感觉天都向我打开。
Every word seems so living.
每一个话都是这样的真实。
Before, I don't know how do you apply this.
以前我不知道怎么来应用这些话。
But after that, seems like everything is just open up.
那之后看起来这些话都向我打开。
If you give up something,
弟兄姊妹，如果你放弃一些事情，
God will replace it with himself.
神就以他自己来代替。
That's why we need to consecrate ourselves.
所以我们要把自己分别为圣。
We need to give up.
我们需要放弃。
You know, Paul gave up something.
保罗放弃了些。
And God gave him himself.
神就把他自己给保罗。
This is the thing that what Paul gave up.
这是保罗所放弃的。
If you read Philippians chapter 3,
你如果读腓立比书第三章，
it says, verse 5 says, circumcised on the eighth day of the stock of Israel,of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrew, as touching the law, a Pharisee.
在第八天受割礼，是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
Verse 6, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless.
就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法说我是无可指责的。
This is the thing Paul treasured much.
这是以前保罗所宝贵的。
And every single Jew in the nation of Israel wants to be like this.
每一个希伯来人都希望成为这样的人。
But not everyone can be like this.
但是不可能每一个人都是这样的。
The thing is, Paul is like this.
但是保罗就是这样的人。
Circumcised on the eighth day.
第八天就受了割礼。
Of the tribe of Benjamin.
是便雅悯支派的人。
Hebrew of the Hebrews.
是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
A Pharisee.
是法利赛人。
You know, he's trained as a Pharisee.
他是被训练成为法利赛人。
Concerning the righteousness of the law, blameless.
是关于律法说他是无可指责的。
This is the thing that Paul wants.
这就是保罗所要的。
This is the thing that pressured him the most.
这是他心里所宝贵的。
But that day when the Lord met him on the road to Damascus.
但是那天在大马士革路上的去那路上，神遇见了他。
He said, "I counted loss for Christ."
我为基督徒当作有损的。
Yet doubtless I count all things but loss after the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶稣基督为至。
To Paul, this is something so precious.
对保罗来说就是这样的宝贵。
But there is when the Lord appeared to him more precious than this.
当主耶稣显现的时候，那就成为更加宝贵的。
It is God himself.
就是神他自己。
If you try to compare God with the worldly things,
如果你想把神跟世界来比较，
there is no comparison.
就没有办法可以比较。
Brother and sister, and God wants you to love him just like that.
神要我们爱他就是这样子的爱。
You know, in the Deuteronomy chapter 6, I mentioned a while ago.
当申命记第六章。
He said, "Love the hero Israel, love the Lord your God."
以色列你要听啊，爱主你的神。
But it doesn't stop right here.
没有在那里就停下来。
So with all your hearts, with all your minds, with all your strength.
你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
When you look at the book of Revelation chapter 2.
你要看启示录第二章。
When we talk about the church at Ephesus.
你要看到以弗所的教会。
All the thing that we see in the church of Ephesus is just wonderful.
我们看到以弗所的光景非常的好。
It's perfect.
是完全的。
Yet the Lord rebuked the church in Ephesus.
但是神却指责以弗所的教会。
Because you lack your first love.
因为他们离弃了起初的爱。
Does the church in Ephesus love God? Yes.
他们爱是的。
But that first love, which God requires, is lost already.
但是他们那起初的爱，神所要的爱已经丢失了。
Like, is the Lord too dim?
我们觉得说神是不是要的太多了？
But we love the Lord, is not enough?
我们爱神，这难道不够吗？
When you look at it,
但你仔细看的时候，
yes, God requires you to love him the most.
但是神要我们爱他最多。
For us a human being,
作为我们一个人，
those who are married here,
谁结婚了？请你举手。
Amen, praise the Lord, okay?
赞美主。
Whether you are a husband, whether you are a wife.
不管你是丈夫还是妻子，
Your wife should be the thing you love most.
你的妻子是应当你最爱的。
If you say I love my wife and also another person, you are in trouble.
如果我爱我的妻子还有另外一个人，那你就有麻烦了。
If in the world today this is required that you love only your wife, only your husband,
世界上如果要求您只爱你的妻子，只爱你的丈夫，
How much more our God?
更何况神
了。He is our husband.
他是我们的丈夫。
We are his wife, the bride.
我们是他的妻子，是他的媳妇。
We cannot love other things other than God himself.
我们不能够爱神出身以外的事情。
It doesn't mean I don't want to work anymore. I want to be full-time. No.
我不是说我就不要再工作，我想全时间服侍主。
The thing is, what is the condition of your heart today?
今天你的心的情况是怎么样？
Is your heart for God?
你的心完全的为神吗？
Is your love to him that first love?
你的爱是起初的爱吗？
Lastly.
最后
we need to be willing to be broken.
我们需要被愿意被破碎。
We need to be broken.
我们需要被破碎。
Well, we had a song.
我们有一个诗歌。
The olives need to be what? To be crushed in order for the oil to come out.
我们需要被破碎让这个油出来。
The grapes need to be pressed in order for the wine to come out.
那个葡萄需要被破碎才能够让那个油出来。
For the treasure to show the excellency, this earthen vessel need to be crushed.
我们这个瓦需要被破碎才能够让神莫大的能力
显出来。
因为我们这个瓦我们有这个能力，我们这个宝贝放在瓦器里。
You know, this treasure is so beautiful.
这个瓦器是很漂亮的。
It's excellent.
是非常好的。
But the thing is, it's enclosed in an earthen vessel.
那个宝贝是非常好，但是却被包在那个瓦器里面。
In order for that treasure to manifest its greatness.
是为了让那个宝贝能够显出它的能力来。
This earthen vessel needs to be crushed.
这个外面的需要被打碎。
You know, a lot of times we require so much, Lord.
我们很多时候觉得说主你要的太多了。
But you know what? It is a necessity for this vessel need to be crushed.
但是必须这个瓦器必须要被破碎。
And what is this vessel?
什么是这个瓦器呢？
It is the self.
就是这个己。
The tendency, you see, this self is the tendency to live independently of God.
这个就是我们想要独立于神的这个趋势。
Even after we got saved.
就是我们得救以后。
We are so used to doing things by our own will and purpose.
我们这样的习惯于照着我们自己的旨意和意思来做事情。
God needs to break it down.
神就需要来把这件事情破坏。
Is it because God wants to punish us? No, God loves us.
神是需要来责备我、惩罚我们，不是的，神爱我们。
Punishment is to the unbelievers.
惩罚是对那个不信的人。
You know, there are two things God always deal with us.
有两件事情神总是来对付我们。
One is what discipline.
一个是管教。
We are disciplined because we have sinned against God. God wants us to what? Recover us back. So he what? He disciplines us that because there is a consequence.
因为我们的被管教，是因为我们犯罪得罪了神，所以神需要把我们恢复过来。
And the other hand is broken.
另外一个谁
？No, we ourselves need to be broken.
我们这个体需要被破坏。
Because there is a tendency for us to live independently of God.
因为我们是非常习惯于独立于神生活。
You know when God saved us.
当神救了我们以后。
He wants us what to be what? Fully dependent on Him.
他需要我们完全的依靠他。
And through it, we need to be broken.
为了这个，我们需要被破碎。
Now, how does God try to break us?
神怎么来破碎我们呢
？Firstly, He targets that issue in your life that needs to be fixed.
他针对我们生活里面需要被对付的那个事情。
Maybe it's your self-confidence.
也许是你的自信。
Maybe it's your pride.
也许是你的骄傲。
Maybe it's your self-righteous.
也许你的自义。
You know, the self-confidence like Peter.
那个就像彼得那个自信一样
he is so confident.
他是非常自信的一个人
he said that all of you will deny you Lord I will never deny you I won't even die for you
主要就算所有人都不认你我也不会不认你 我宁愿和你一起死
this is self-confident
这就是自信
like about pride Peter like Paul
就像他的骄傲
he has a lot of pride
他有很多可以骄傲的地方
God needs to break down that pride
神需要把骄傲来破碎
and also about Job
约伯的骄傲
he is self-righteous
他是自义的人。
The Bible tells us in Job chapter 1, he's a righteous man.
他是一个非常公义的人。
He never allowed evil.
他从来不接受。
Not only he pray and offer sacrifice for himself, but he even sacrificed for his children.
他不光是为自己祷告献祭，他也为他的孩子们献祭。
What more do you ask from a person?
你还能再跟这个人要什么呢
？Yet God wants to break down Job.
但是神要破碎约伯。
Break that self-righteousness.
把他的自义破碎。
He so we can see God tried to firstly focus on that issue, on that thing in us that needs to be broken.
所以神要在对于我们那一点，针对我们那一点来破碎。
And secondly, he applied what? He applied that pressure.
他就来施加那个压力。
Like Peter got put on that pressure.
所以就像那个彼得一样被放到那一点。
Yeah, God pressured him, so he denied him three times.
所以神把他放给他那个压力，让他来否认主三次。
From that time on, Peter will never say, "I can do this."
从那以后，彼得再也不能说我能做了。
He what? He lost all his self-confidence.
他失去了所有的信心。
He said, "Let's go fishing."
我们去打鱼好了。
And all the disciples said, "Let's go fishing."
跟他的所有门徒说我们去打鱼好
了 like I can never serve God with this self-confidence.
他失去了信心觉得说再也不能服侍神了
at this point, God started to use Paul, Peter.
就在从这时候开始起神开始用他
Does it also happen to Moses, the same thing?
是不是同样的事情发生在摩西身上呢
Moses in his first 40 years
在他头四十年里面
the Bible tells us he's a man of word and power
他是有说话形式都有能力
you know, he's not only he's powerful in his speaking and also he's doing things
他不光说话有能力他做事情也非常有能力
yet God tried to break him down
但是神要把他破碎
he killed that one Egyptian
他打死了那个以色列人
instead of helping the children of Israel get out of Egypt
没有把以色列人把埃及人从以色列带出来
he himself needed to run away from Pharaoh for 40 years in the land of Midian
他在米甸聚集了40年
in that 40 years
在那四十年里
Instead of people, he is leading a flock of sheep.
没有带领百姓他就成了一个牧羊人
he's become, he loses his power of speech.
他就失去了说话的能力
That's why when the Lord asked him to lead the children of Israel, he said, no, ask somebody else.
他当主向要他带领以色列人他说不行你叫别人吧
You know what? But the end of man is the beginning of God.
但是人的尽头是神的开始
The Lord told Moses, I will put my words in your mouth.
神跟摩西说：“我把我的话放在你的嘴里。”
And he will tell Aaron what to do.
你告诉亚伦要做什么。
And Aaron will tell the people.
亚伦再告诉百姓。
And you know what? From that time on, God started to use Moses.
从那个时候开始起，神用摩西。
That's why in the last 40 years of Moses' life.
在最后摩西的四十年里。
He what? He do things not according to himself, but according to God's way.
他做事情不是照着自己的意思，乃是照着神的意思。
That's why we need to be broken.
所以我们要被破碎。
If we don't get broken.
如果我们没有被破碎
What people see is you yourself.
神人看见就是你和你自己。
You know, one time I was invited to a congregation to speak.
有一次我被邀请去讲到讲。
And they assigned a very good translator.
有一个非常好的翻译。
You know, the meeting starts at about 10:30.
聚会在十点半开始。
So he started to lead the hymns.
他就开始领诗。
Most likely it's 10 to 15 minutes.
也就十到十五分钟。
He started to lead the hymn and speak another message for until 11:05.
就他就分享唱诗分享
no,
一直到
十。I say it's 11 o'clock. He started to lead the hymns.
在十一点钟他开始领诗。
And he started to you know lead the hymn until 11:30.
一直到十一点半。
Then, but meeting ends at 12.
但聚会在十二点钟结束。
So the person who translate so fast in translating, you know.
这个翻译的人非常的很快。
So we are rushing against time.
我们就开始抢时间。
Until 12 o'clock, I finish.
到十二点我们结束了。
Then this brother who is leading him conclude the meeting.
这个领事的这个弟兄结束了这个聚会。
He start to speak until 12:30.
他就一直讲到十二点半。
I said it's over.
我们说这个完了完了。
Just imagine three messages in him.
就想一想，一个聚会有三个信息。
When I look at the audience, everybody's falling asleep.
我看看每一个人都快要睡着了。
And what people see is the eloquence of man, not the what the God speaking.
您所看到的是这个有口才的弟兄，却不是神。
Then another high schooler. I want to talk about high schooler.
还有一个高中生。
You know, in high school, we try to train this high schooler to read the word of God and even to lead.
我们训练高中生来读神的话语，来领会。
And there is a sister, you know, who is very eloquent.
是一个姊妹，她非常的有口才。
Now every time we, you know, the teachers like Brother Sean, Sister Vicky, they will always give us an outline, you know, all the questions and even attach the commentary of that chapter.
这个老师就会给了一个这个大纲。
Yeah, and this sister just won't read it.
这个姊妹就不愿意读。
He changed all the questions.
他把所有的问题都改了。
And one day after the meeting,
一天聚会结束以后，
他说：“how's the your group？”
说你今天领会怎么样
？Oh, it's so good because you know what?
因为非常好，因为我在哪里
？Brother, the thing is, I'm also in the group.
我也在那一个组。
I don't even understand what she is talking about.
我甚至都不知道她在说什么。
I speak English, she speaks English, but I don't know what English is.
我也说英文，她也说英文，但是我不知道她在说什么。
What people see is just the eloquence of a person, not God speaking.
我们看到的只是一个人的口才，就是看不到神说的话。
Today, brother, you want to let God use you?
弟兄姊妹，今天想要神用你吗？
Your pride, your self-righteousness, your confidence needs to be broken.
你的自信、你的公义、你的义和你的那个己需要被破碎。
For we serve God not according to the flesh, but according to the spirit.
因为我们服侍神不是靠的血气，乃是靠的灵。
If we serve according to the spirit, then we bring forth the fruits of the spirit.
如果我们靠着圣灵来服侍，我们就把圣灵的果子带出来。
And you know what is the result if we serve according to the spirit?
如果我们照着圣灵来服侍的结果是什么呢？
Then number one, God is glorified.
第一，神就被荣耀。
You see when Peter, James, and John was brought before the high priest.
当你看到雅各、约翰带到大祭司面前的时候，
and they testified that this one, Jesus, whom you crucified, God, Lord and Christ.
他们见证说，你们钉十字架的耶稣，神已经让他做主做基督。
All those people sitting down there are just amazed.
所有坐的人都非常的惊讶。
And one word that comes out is that they glorify God.
一句话说他们荣耀神。
Because they know they are with Jesus.
因为他们知道他们是和耶稣在一起的。
So brothers and sisters, whether in our speaking, whether in our service,
今天在我们的言语，在我们的服事里面，
our purpose is that God might be glorified.
我们的目的是为了要荣耀神。
In our service, we just want them to see Jesus.
我们在我们的服事里，我们就让他们看见神。
If people see you, then you lose.You lose the purpose, the objective of our service.
如果神人看见你，就失去了服事的目的。
Secondly, that my Christ might what change us, transform us.
第二点，基督可以来改变我们。
To change us from glory to glory.
使我们荣上加荣。
You know, a lot of times we are here, we are still so human.
我们还是这样子的，我们都是人。
But thank God for His working.
但是感谢神他的工作。
We thank God for His mercy.
感谢神他的怜悯。
Every situation that happened to us.
发生在我们身上的事情
is another privilege, another chance to transform us day by day.
是另外一个机会，让神来把我们一天天的改变。
No, I don't have a lot of time, but I will share with you concerning a sister.
我来跟你分享一个姊妹。
This sister is Annie Flint.
她的名字是 Annie Flint.
He is a sister, you know, with a very gifted sister.
她是一个非常 有才能的姊妹。
All the poems, all the hymns that she wrote become an encouragement to the brothers and sisters.
她的诗篇和她的歌都成为弟兄姊妹的鼓励。
But the thing is, this sister had a temper.
但是这个姊妹有一个脾气。
Yeah, he easily get angry.
她非常容易发脾气。
And God, you know,Wants to use this sister, so she needs to break down this sister.
她想用这个姊妹，她就需要来破碎这个姊妹。
Firstly, her parents died in an early age.
首先她的父母很早就过世了。
So she's, you know, passed around through foster homes.
她就在那个不同的家里面被领养。
Well, but it's so good that she landed with her sister on a good foster home.
不，她和她的姊妹，她的妹妹在一个非常好的家庭里。
After a while, this foster parents also pass away.
过了时间，那个父母也过世了。
This is another breaking.
这是另外一次打击。
And thirdly, they are greatly in debt.
第三，他们欠很多的债。
So they need to depend upon their own strength to have a living.
他们需要来靠自己的力量来养活自己。
And the fourth one.
第四点。
God caused this sister to have a serious illness.
这个神让这个姊妹有非常重的病，就是关节炎。
Yeah, it was so severe that she cannot walk.
就是这样的严重了，她都不能走路。
Every time she turns her head, she is in great pain.
每一次她转头的时候都非常的痛。
In other words, when she went to the doctor already gave him a verdict, you will be invalid for the rest of your life.
她去医生那里，医生说你在余生里面都已经成为一个无用的人。
According to the report, when she died, he's less than 4 feet.
她死的时候还不到4英尺高。
And all because she have this arthritis, her fingers are just closely like curled together.
她因为有关节炎，所以她的手都是这样子的弯曲的。
Every time she want to write, all they need to put what pens in between this finger.
每次当她要写诗歌的时候，需要她的把那个笔放手指缝之间。
Did she pray for healing? Yes. She
她祷告要得医治吗？是的，祷告了。
Three prayers.
当祷告了三次以后。
She knows God is not going to heal him.
他知道神不会再医治他。
Yet God wants to use her for His glory.
但是神要用他来荣耀神。
And indeed, God used her.
是的，神使用他。
I don't have time. You can look at Hymn 505.
你来看诗篇505篇，诗歌505。
It's such a wonderful hymn.
是这样的一个美丽的诗歌。
It brings a lot of comfort to people.
它给人带来很多的安慰。
Yet she is that kind of a person because she wants to be broken.
他是那样子人，需要被神来破碎。
Brothers and sisters, are we willing to be broken?
弟兄姊妹，我们愿意被破碎吗？
A lot of times we are so hard-headed.
很多时候我们的这样的刚硬。
We feel like I want to maintain who I am.
我需要来保持我是谁。
If we are that stubborn,
我们是如果是那样子的固执。
God put us in a shell.
神就把我们放在书架上。
Render us useless.
说我们是无用的人。
We can be used, but we don't want to be used. So in a shell.
我们可以被使用，但是我们愿意被使用，神就把我们放起来。
Until one day we humble ourselves before the Lord.
直到有一天我们愿意在神面前谦卑。
And then God start to use His work again.
神就开始来使用我们。
That's why I like a hymn in 312.
所以我喜欢那个诗歌312。
All to Jesus I surrender.
向神来献上我的一切。
And humbly at His feet I bow.
在他的脚前我来敬拜。
Worldly pleasure I give up.
世界的喜乐我都放弃。
Take me, Jesus, take me now.
来使用我，来使用我。
This should be our attitude today.
弟兄姊妹，今天这是我们的态度。
All together, you know what? The service all together is a matter of the heart.
今天的服事都是在于心。
The heart of willingness to love God.
这个愿意爱神的心。
The acknowledgement that He is God.
承认他是神。
The realization we are only the sheep of His pasture.
我们只是他的草场的羊。
Willingness to give up the thing that we love the most.
我们需要放下我们最爱的事情。
And willingness to be broken by Him.
我们愿意被破碎。
If that is what we,
如果那是我们要的。
And I tell you, God is willing to use you.
告诉你，神就愿意使用我们。
I believe a lot of you know all these principles.
我相信你们都知道这些原则。
Yet through the Word of God.
借着神的话，
we will be reminded again.
我们需要再次被提醒。
Because surely when He comes back,
当他再来的时候，
we want the Lord to what? To reward us, right?
我们希望神来给我们奖励。
We want the Lord to say, "Good and faithful servant, enter ye into the joy of my Lord."
我们希望神跟我们说，忠心又良善的仆人，跟我一起进到荣耀里。
That is the case.
如果是这样，
let's remind each other day by day.
我们需要每天都来提醒。
And may God really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有怜悯。
Sorry for your past.10 minutes.
过了十分钟。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主，谢谢你早上向我们说话。
Lord, indeed we are so fleshly, we are so stubborn.
是的，我们是这样的血气，这样的 刚硬。
Many times we just want to do things according to our way.
很多时候我们只想照我们自己的意思做事情。
But Lord, this morning we just want to humble ourselves down.
今天早上谦卑自己。
Oh, we want to be like Moses.
我们需要，我们像我们成为摩西一样。
Also, to humble ourselves before the throne.
在宝座面前谦卑自己。
So let you take over, Lord.
让你来掌管。
You be the captain. We are just the many sailors.
你是那个窑匠，我们是那个泥土。
Oh, you are the master builder, and we are just the workers.
你是那个建造的，我们只是那个工人。
Lord, let you do the work in us.
让你在我们里面工作。
That you might be glorified.
使你得荣耀。
And we be transformed unto you from glory to glory.
我们能够变成你的形象，荣上加荣。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。